Everyone concerned about fuel and energy prices. Thanks for joining us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture.
So every factor of our farming operation, the energy and the fuel prices just escalated, you know, beyond a manageable point.
Rutherford County farmer Tommy Gentry speaking Monday after he and several other area farmers met with Senator Lamar Alexander in Murfreesboro to discuss the energy crisis that the whole country is facing. Part of Senator Alexander's solution is to initiate a new Manhattan Project.
We did it in World War II, and it helped us build the bomb before Germany did and win the war. We produce 25% of all the energy in the world here. We've got the great universities. We've got the laboratories. We've got the know-how. Well, let's put it to work, solve this problem. Instead of sending our president overseas to beseech the Saudis to produce more oil, let's just tell him, Mr. Saudi, we're going to be glad to buy your oil, but in 5 years, we're not going to have to. We're going to be independent.
Now, the senator first announced his five-year new Manhattan Project last month in Oak Ridge to put America on a path of clean energy independence within a generation. Coffee County farmer Bob Willis attended the meeting this week, and he, along with all farmers, has felt the impact of higher energy prices this year.
The average consumer, me included, we think about gas prices running our cars, our energy. But everything we touch takes energy. So we hear all the things about food prices going up, but all along the way, somebody has to pay for the additional cost of that energy.
I don't know how they can sleep well at night knowing that the people who are actually working, the middle class, are just struggling to make ends meet. And, you know, they can't buy fuel hardly to get to work. And like on the farmer's end, it's hard to buy fuel to put out a crop to feed America.
I think we need to get the cost of solar power down. We need more green buildings. We need advanced research for biofuels. We need more electric cars and trucks. That really will help get demand down, increase supply, and the price will go down.
U.S. Senator Lamar Alexander, hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.